Good evening. This is another Brat Time story, and I'm Circe here tonight. I'm sure all of us have family stories that get told over holiday dinners or at reunions, and we want to remember these stories for our own kids and our grandkids. There's a story in my family that I enjoyed hearing growing up, and my father finally wrote it down for all posterity. It's about my mother and a camel. And growing up with this story, when I had my own opportunity to ride a camel, I was very cautious and did not leave anything to chance. So this is a story written by my father titled Joni and Her Camel. My father's name is Alan Dale Olson. It isn't every day a groom sees his bride atop a camel racing toward the horizon of the Sahara Desert. Certainly not something we had planned for on our spring break trip to Cairo and the Valley of the Kings. We were not really bride and groom. We had been married almost 6 months, but because I had gone off to Turkey right after our 1957 wedding to start my teaching duties at the Izmir High School on the U.S. Air Base, and she hadn't gotten there until her term started at the Kiz College some weeks later, spring break was our first vacation together. From Turkey, it seemed only natural that we would do the Middle East. Spring break saw us in Damascus, Beirut, Jerusalem, and Cairo. At Giza, with plenty of help from an official guide, I climbed to the top of the Great Pyramid, feeling that it would be my most exciting adventure in Egypt. Pepsi Cola changed that feeling. Reunited with Joni at the foot of the pyramid, we walked through a gauntlet of vendors and peddlers, all hoping and working hard at selling us jewelry, trinkets, carvings, rugs, and camel rides. Yes, camel rides. Almost every Egyptian vendor had a camel or two, and for a few coins we could take a ride on one. Joni wanted nothing to do with a camel ride, but one persistent hawker shamed her into thinking of how she'd feel once she got home without ever having had her picture taken on a camel. For just a couple of dollars, he would let her sit on his camel named Pepsi Cola. With some trepidation, I helped the camel driver hoist her onto Pepsi Cola's saddle, and while she forced a smile, I began snapping pictures. However, as I put my camera away, Pepsi Cola bolted from the driver and started running toward the desert, with the driver yelling for him to come back. But Pepsi Cola, with a screaming passenger, continued into the sands and ran as if he was headed for Libya. "Come on," the driver shouted at me, "we've got to get her." He helped me onto his neighbor's camel, Coca-Cola, by the way, and got on his own camel, and we started the chase. Some 200 or 300 yards away from the street, Pepsi-Cola came to a stop, and the driver and I could pull to him on both sides. I confess that my camel did it all by himself. I had no idea how to guide Coca-Cola. The driver simultaneously shrieked angry reprimands at Pepsi-Cola and reassuring Joni that she was okay, she was safe. He said that he and his camel and I and Coca-Cola would walk slowly back to the pyramid on either side of Pepsi-Cola so the naughty camel could not break away again. I thanked the driver as we helped Joni off her mount, but he turned to me with an aggrieved expression and said, since we'd had a camel ride, surely we would feel obliged to compensate him, especially since his companion had let us use his camel to help with the rescue. I couldn't help but notice that the chase had attracted quite an audience of other vendors and passers-by, all seemingly curious about how this was going to turn out. I could not deny that we each had had a camel ride and that the threat of a runaway had seemed very real. I thought how I should report this. Perhaps we had been framed. But I could not identify a single person in the small crowd who looked like he would be sympathetic to our plight. I recalled the price that he had quoted us earlier for a ride, so I opened my wallet and took out double the amount and paid him. I also saw a $5 bill in the wallet and added that to the mix, which seemed to bring him great satisfaction, because as he turned to the admiring crowd around, he proclaimed what a fine gentleman I was, and brave, too, to help rescue his beautiful wife from the desert dangers. On the bus back to Cairo, I could hardly remember my climb up the Great Pyramid. So, growing up, hearing this story, when we went to Turkey when I was about 11, there was no way anybody was going to get me on a camel by myself. So when we stopped by the side of the road where a man and his son were offering camel rides, I made sure that the son went on the camel with me. I figured he would know how to drive the camel if needed. Later, when I was in Egypt, going to the pyramids of Giza, I made sure my boyfriend was on the camel with me, because I figured the two of us might be able to stop a runaway camel. Luckily, neither time did I need rescuing. So, tonight, think about some of the wonderful adventures you had as a brat. Wasn't it grand? Good night. Sleep tight. We'll talk soon.